composer and pianist David Vareles keeps his culture close to his heart, its beat in his music. Born in Cuba, the 35-year-old grew up with intricate layers of rhythms pulsing through his fingertips. He's performing before a class at the Charleston Jazz Institute in a Thelonious Monk t-shirt, trying to teach what he instinctively knows.
The concept of an underlying rhythm, one of the main things that we have in Cuban music, and we call that the clave.
He breaks it down, gathering students behind the piano.
One.
His partner, Roman Diaz, plays percussion. Also born in Cuba, but of a different generation, Diaz has deep roots in Afro-Cuban traditions. A young man joins the master percussionist, mimicking his hands on the congas. Vareles builds on the sound, inviting a shy girl to sit down beside him on the piano and follow his lead on the keys. Classically trained and having studied in Canada, Vareles moved to New York 10 years ago. He says to learn from musicians like Diaz and explore connections between jazz and Afro-Cuban music.
For one, he's one of the greatest musicians I've ever had the honor to play with.
They speak in Spanish, but it's not the only language that binds them. Musically, they speak in riffs and grooves, with a dozen or so students listening in. At times, it's hard to follow.
Yeah, there's definitely that involved, just being able to hear many things happening at once and how they kind of fit together.
Students who initially struggle to play find their place, like 8th grader Rachel Lane on the piano.
The beats are all off the way you wouldn't imagine them, and it's so weird and interesting, and it's very fun.
College-bound Jared Daniel now closes his eyes as he plays the congas.
It's like, when I close my eyes, I just don't think as much, so I just go what my hands decide to do.
Then, just as the musical conversation begins to feel comfortable, Vareles improvises. Diaz drops his head back and smiles. So how does Vareles describe his music? Is it Cuban? Jazz? Afro-Cuban jazz?
I don't really get caught up in, you know, labels, jazz, or it's all music, you know, at the end of the day. So.
Without labels, less judgment, and more openness to what Vareles wants to do. Bring people of all cultures and backgrounds together, eclectically weaving their various textures as one.
I really believe that music has the power to unlock a lot of great things in us, you know, as human beings.
It is the key, he says, to unity. Thanks for joining us backstage with our Spoleto podcast. Until next time, I'm Victoria Hansen with South Carolina Public Radio.